All right, Mark, you got to sit down and stop dancing. We got to go on the air.
Hey, we're on the air.
No, sit down. Seriously, we got to go on the air.
I have to sit down?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sitting.
Stop that.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, hi.
Hey. The mics are on.
It's 9 a.m. here at WMFO in Medford. It's me. I'm Mike. And I'm here for 2 hours until something about the women comes in. I don't know who it's going to be today. It's a mystery woman. But whoever it is, I love them and I'm glad they're going to be here. Let's see. We have two guests today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we have Brad Helene, who is currently playing bass for Boston's Nervous Eaters. And he's played bass since he graduated high school, so just a couple of years ago. Sorry, Brad. See you soon. He's just a great guy and a fantastic bass player, so we'll talk to him at 10. And right now at 9, I have somebody who hasn't been here in a while.
Prodigal Son.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's my name.
No, it's not.
That's my middle name. Oh. It's Mark Prodigal Son Hurwitz.
I was never aware of that.
Which is weird, because I'm Jewish. I don't think Prodigal Son works.
Most things don't when you're Jewish. I know, because I am too.
Guilt does.
Yes, I'm feeling that right now. How are you?
Oh, what a 3 years. I mean, we've seen each other since, but
3 years.
3 years since I've been in the studio, and this studio, that is.
Yeah.
And I miss it so much. It's. I just posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook.
Doesn't make me happy.
I love it here. Oh,
yeah.
My God, it's so great.
See, everybody, I always say that, and it's not just me.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be Jewish to love it either, but you could be.
I do feel guilty that I love it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's great. You know, you got all the records, you got the CDs and all the posters. I saw Little Billy Lost out there, Gene Dante, all these people I play on my show.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's such a great place.
Yeah, but you know, I just have to say, you know, usually when you come in here, you've got somebody else tagging along.
Yep.
And I miss him, you know, your father, Les Hurwitz. I can't stand it. I mean, he's had health problems since then, and it's not just like, you know, he's not feeling well and we could carry him up the stairs and he could still do his thing. It's not that. You remember, he's a musicologist and he can't hear.
Right.
It just drives me out of my mind.
Just before he lost his hearing, which was, I think, in June, you and I and Kirsten were talking about maybe going to his room at the assisted living and doing a show, which would be great.
And we did. We went to visit him, and he was like, yeah, let's do it.
And then he lost his hearing, and now he can't listen to us today.
No.
He can talk, but he can't hear, and he's in assisted living, and it's just like the health issues and the financial issues combined are just... The stress level is through the roof.
Yeah, I have posted. You have a GoFundMe, and I've posted that in my show post. It's the first comment on the show post. If you don't usually follow Mark on social media, and maybe you haven't seen that before, but you can help, and any little bit helps. The link is right there in my show post. If you can help Les Hurwitz to get him hearing again and well again, so we can get him up here and enjoy his presence again, that would be most appreciated.
Yeah, and thank you for posting it. I'm the worst fundraiser. I'm not a fundraiser. I don't do this.
You're terrible at most things.
I'm a writer. I'm an editor. I'm terrible at writing and editing. I'm a terrible DJ.
You suck.
Yeah, I'm horrible. I'm the worst. Why am I here?
I don't know.
But, yeah, I mean, the fundraiser, it's been a struggle. I mean, basically, I'm the only one working on it, and I have work to do. So it's tough to balance everything out, and basically, we're trying to keep him where he is. So, yeah, we're just looking for people to help in any way possible. And like you say, Mike, it can be a dollar, it can be $5, it could be anything. I mean, I had someone donated $5,000, which, God bless him, but it can be a small amount, you know?
I would do it if I could.
Oh, you've done enough. You've definitely...
Oh, I've done enough.
You've done more than enough. I'll tell you, the radio people have been great. They've been donating so much.
And restaurants.
And restaurants. Oh, my God, yeah, Tres Gatos in Jamaica Plain. They did a fundraiser, $3,000. Boone Noon Market in Arlington, I think $500. Kristen and Dan at VV in Jamaica Plain, I think $300. So everyone really has been so great. And it's not just that. It's the messages. Everyone's sending me messages and just hoping that we're all okay. And it means a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
Thank you so much to everybody that's done that.
Yeah.
So we'll mention that again today. And I said to you just last night when we were confirming, I said, I wish he could just like call in or something. But he can't even do that.
No, he can't.
You know, it's not like, you know, he's just not feeling well or he can't walk anymore. It's not like that. He can't. So
what we want him to get is a cochlear implant, which he's been approved for. He would get 60 or 50% of his hearing back, which means we could probably do a show in his room But until then, I mean, it's just, he's a musicologist, he's a concert pianist, and he can't hear. I mean, how, that is like absolutely the worst.
You know, yeah, I don't have anything else to say because I can't.
No, I don't either. Yeah. But, on a happier note, we're both here.
Yep.
And we got a lot of music, right?
Hey, remember these pens?
Oh, God, I remember those back when I was a little kid.
I'm glad this isn't radio because nobody would know what we're talking about. It's one of those pens with the different colored little levers that changes the color of the ink when you push it. Anyway.
Yeah, so, I used to take those on trips up to the Adirondacks when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd write down license plate numbers because I thought I was making citizen's arrest for people who were, you know, going too fast. But I was like 5 years old.
Well,
so.
That's not weird.
No, not at all.
So, speaking of weird, at 9:30, we're going to have a 3-song set from you.
Yep.
Not necessarily weird songs. And also, you're going to tell us about the restaurants that you found. Tell the folks, you have Boston's Hidden Restaurants, and you have... Tell them, go ahead, talk. Tell them what you got, what you do.
You know, so here's the thing. I'll try to make it, it'll only take an hour to explain, but Boston's Hidden Restaurants, when the pandemic hit in March of 2020, it fell apart because everything fell apart and people aren't going out to eat. You can't review restaurants if no one's going out to eat and they're all closed. So I kind of transferred over to news articles, and those have been syndicated by NBC, and that continues up to today. But the hidden restaurant part has come back, but not on my website so much as more NECN. So I'm reviewing hidden restaurants for NECN, and it's been great. There's a great group of people there, and not just Boston, I do the rest of New England, so I find these little hidden gems. So I'll talk about a few of those later in the hour.
All right, cool. So we're going to play some music to get us down to 9:30. And then at 10, we'll welcome Brad in here. So got some stuff to do. I have some new noise to start us off. I have a couple of new noises today. I have the Elevators. We might hear from them. We have Blake Morgan. You hear to Blake Morgan, Mark?
Just not really by name. That's about it.
Yeah, hell of a talented singer.
Yeah.
Marcus King is doing a cover, a Stones cover.
He's a huge talent.
Yeah, he's on one of those compilations. You know, those compilations.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to start off with one of my, I was going to say favorite bands, but Inhaler, you know.
Bono's son. Yep.
And the first album was out a couple of years ago, and they got a new one that's called Cuts and Bruises. Hope they heal fast. They at first it's like, wow, they sound like U2, and his vocals are a lot like Bono. However, the music has become much more poppy, but not that it's a criticism, but it's different than it was. But it's okay, they've evolved a little bit. And this particular song I want to play came out around Valentine's Day, and I wish I had played it then, because that would have been apropos.
Right.
It's called Valentine. It's a great song. I wanted to get it heard. So, new noise, first one for the day is Inhaler from their latest album called Cuts and Bruises. This is Valentine, and this is WMFO.
Great. And I'll talk about it later. We'll wait on that.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. It's WMFO in Medford. Nothing to do, settling to my cave.
We'll be right back. Listening to WMFO Bedford.
Come the weekend. gonna get work. They pay me for the ship, my neighbors give it a gift. Here come the weekend.
Yeah, it's the weekend. Here we are.
It is the weekend, isn't it?
Saturday. It's 9:27 in the morning. And it's me. It's Mike. And Mark Hurwitz is back.
Hey, everybody. I can't talk.
Nope, you can't. Yeah,
that's because I haven't DJed in 3 years. Actually, that's not right.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. But no. It is great to be back here. And as always, thank you for listening to Mike and me and everyone else who comes here. Including Jane, who's going to be here at 11, right?
Jane will be here for something about the women, yeah. Yeah, remember when I made a blathering idiot of myself when she first showed up a few
weeks ago?
3 weeks ago, I hadn't seen her in 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Because she, you know, always wanted to do recorded stuff from home. And, you know, then finally we stopped that. And she came back in, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's you in the flesh.
It's crazy.
It was great.
And it's so tough to record shows. Anyone who's ever done this, recording shows is not much fun.
Kind of takes the love out of it.
It does.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of taking the love out of it, let me tell you what I played in that first set.
Don't look at me when you say love.
That's a stupid comment that I made, and you too, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Started off with new noise from Inhaler, a brand new record they have out called Cuts and Bruises. That was Valentine. I like that.
I do too. You know, kind of an unpopular opinion, but not really unpopular, is Elijah Houston, who's maybe 23. At that age, Bono was doing the album War. I think Elijah's voice at 23 is better than Bono's.
It's very similar, isn't it?
It's very similar, but I think it's a little stronger.
Yeah. And he looks just like him.
He does. It's amazing.
I know.
They have quite a future.
Yeah, they do. They do. Okay, so again, Inhaler from Cuts and Bruises. That was Valentine. Got a bass player coming on at 10 a.m.-ish. And I figured I had to play some Jaco Pastorius, so I did. And it's also fun to say. It was 1976's self-titled record called Come On, Come Over.
I hadn't heard that in ages. That was terrific.
It was terrific. Then, of course, the third song of the set, As You Do, you play the band called Gay Dad, which was a 90s staple of kind of punky goodness. They had a record called Leisure Noise, and that was To Earth with Love.
Yeah, kind of a Britpop band that I'm a huge Britpop fan, but I don't know much about them. But now I need to know a little more about them, I think.
They might have run in different circles. I don't know.
They might have. True.
Girl with a Hawk, our pal Linda Viennes, and that awesome band. Brand new single from them that was the fourth song of the set called Same Stars. True story about Linda's family. Listen to the lyrics. It's very cool and touching.
And she's great. She's so nice. I met her at Bull Run a few weeks ago. She's just a really good person.
I can't say enough about her. And finished off the set, fifth song of the set, with Dave Edmunds.
Dave Edmunds. Dave Grady, I hope you're listening.
Hi, Dave Grady. Yeah.
Has Dave Grady, have you seen him since the pandemic?
Not in person.
Yeah, he needs to come back on the air. I mean, he's got such a great presence about him on the air. But he's in Mashpee now. No, he's in Sandwich. He lives on the Cape now.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So that was from a collection called Single Tracks, T-R-A-X, 1970 to 1981. Here comes the weekend. Yep. All right, I'm going to play one more song before we get to Mark's three-song set and the restaurant, not really reviews, they're commentaries.
I'll mention a few places I've been to lately that I really like.
Yep, and then around 10 a.m., as long as we can actually get, you know, our guest upstairs, you know, you've got to deal with parking and all that stuff. It'll be Brad Helene, who's currently playing bass with Boston's Nervous Eaters. All right, so Marcus King is on a collection called Stone Cold Country. So right when I saw that, I wanted to hear that.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, don't ask me why. But really happy about that. And at the moment, I'm just talking because I'm looking for where that is, because I think that I queued it up, but I've been talking to Mark, so I don't know that I did.
We can keep talking for a while.
Yeah, you can keep talking, and then why didn't I queue that up? That's really silly. All right.
Hey, these things happen.
Oh, wait, you know what? It's even worse. I'm looking at it. It's right in front of my face. It's
so
right here.
Your shirt reflects what's going on right
stupidity.
Now.
Stupidity. I'm wearing a stupidity shirt. Yeah. All right. So as I was saying, Stone Cold Country is the record. It's a collection of just artists doing some country stuff. I mean, some artists doing some rock and roll stuff, country artists. Can I stop talking now? This is Marcus King, and he's doing Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
Oh, boy.
It's a brand new noise at WMFO.
Nice.
at 9:36 in the morning. Mike and Mark here. And Mark, you were nice enough to put together a three-song set. And talk about how you picked these three tracks.
Well, I don't know which order we're doing them in, but I will...
Starting off with Grapevine.
Oh, Grapevine, okay. So, for those who don't know Wise Blood, she, to me, I think she should be the next big thing because she's so incredibly talented. She sounds a lot like Amy Mann, so much like Amy Mann, it's scary, but also a little like Chrissy Hynde from Pretenders. But the song itself is, it's kind of chilling. You know, it sounds like she's obsessed with a broken relationship, and there's a lot of kind of disturbing imagery in the song. And it's called Grapevine. Grapevine is a section of Route 5 in California that's pretty scary. You don't want to be on it at night or in the rain or any of that stuff. So, and the video is even creepier. So it's a kind of a creepy, disturbing song, but it's brilliant. And she's just got this amazing voice and presence about her. So that's the first one. Then second one is
Bittersweet
by Big Head Todd and the Monsters from Colorado. And it's interesting. So I was hanging out with a friend of mine who runs the State House News Service. Hey, Craig, if you're listening. And he never heard of Big Head Todd. And when I got over the shock of that, I just said, okay, we have to listen to some Big Head Todd. And he absolutely fell in love with them. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to play, we're going to play Big Head Todd on Saturday. And they're just a great kind of a laid back, you know, stoner slacker band from the, you know, 80s, 90s, mostly 90s. So just a good song to kind of kick back on a rainy Saturday, just like today. And give it a listen. And the third one is Bob Marley with Johnny Was, which just shows how great. And I think Rita Marley might have co-written this, or maybe she wrote it, but just shows the amazing, like, the how great they were as far as lyrics. So it wasn't just, you know, drink your fruity drink and listen to the beat of of reggae. There's some pretty heady topics that they wrote. And Johnny Was is one of the most intense and serious topics out of all the songs.
All right. This is Raised Blood and Grapevine to start off Mark's three-song set at WMFO Medford.
The man can't see his shadow. Sun all day. He can make you small. He has the power to take his love away. 6 hours on the grapevine. I feel kidnapped this time. 'Cause my baby thinks he always believes that he's always right, but I still think of him at night. see the light shining across the freeway late at night. Start to drift over the line, and it hits me for the first time. Now we're just two cars passing by on the gray line. Life.
don't tell each other all the little things that we need. We work our way around each other as we tremble.
WMFO in Medford, 9:54 in the morning. I'm Mike, and Mark is here too, but at the moment he's invisible because he ran downstairs to bring Brad upstairs because he's a mensch. Here he is. He's back now. Thank you for doing that. We just heard Mark's three-song set. Not three-thong set, although I don't really know what's going on down there. So,
what was that about, a thong?
I don't know.
It's kind of cold.
So Reyes Blood.
Wise Blood.
Wise.
Kind of like the potato chips.
See, now I understand.
Potato chips.
You're speaking my language.
Wise Blood.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'm out of breath.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Oh, yeah. I remember Vinny when he'd come in, he'd be like, how's it going? Yeah. WMFO.
You know how, like, when you're asleep and you roll over in bed? That makes me...
Not really, no.
Yeah, it takes me, it tuckers me out.
Oh, okay.
All right, so Rise Blood.
Wise Blood.
Yep.
Wise.
From In the Darkness and In the Darkness, comma, Hearts Aglow from 2022. That was Grapevine.
Grapevine, which is just a tremendous song. I mean, again, her voice is so good. And then after that, we had Big Head Todd. That goes out to my friend Craig, State House News Service. Hopefully he's listening. Hopefully he's not sleeping in.
Yeah, from Sister Sweetly back in 1993.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Awesome. Everybody just loves that song.
And that live version, that wasn't live version, but the one at Red Rocks, one of the greatest shows of all time from what I heard.
Well, wouldn't it have been nice if I played that version and we could have talked about that?
I know.
Nice
Maybe
going.
Next time. Yeah, I know. I'm guilty now. I feel guilty.
All right, we'll do that in 3 years.
Okay, we will. After the next pandemic, God forbid.
Yeah, and Bob Marley and the Wailers. It says 2002. And that was Rastaman Vibration.
From 1976.
Yep. Johnny was.
And I think Rita Marley did write that. Bob might have co-written it. I'm not sure. But it's an intense song. And that's the thing about Marley's music. It's not just lighthearted stuff. That's heavy-duty stuff right there.
It is. All right. So talk about restaurants,
okay.
Mark.
Sure.
All right.
So I guess I'll do North, West, and South just because, you know, why not? So we'll start with North because we're north of Boston. Went to Brody's a couple weeks ago. You ever been to Brody's?
Heard of it. Haven't been there.
We have to go to Brody's. It's in Peabody Center.
All right. What are you doing later? Oh, wait. You're busy all day.
I have to go to Memorial today. Right. And then I have to go home. But not. Sometime soon. Brody's. It's in Peabody. You walk in and it's like, should I really be here? Because the bar is really narrow and there's a dining room in the back. But you have to push people aside to get in the dining room.
Oh, you don't mind that at all.
So it's like, excuse me, could you move? I have to eat.
It's nice you say excuse me.
Yeah. Well, we did actually say excuse me, and they were nice. So it was early in the day. No one was drunk. So we went in the back room, and so Brody's is known for their steak tips. And
keep talking.
Here's the thing. Is it a triage? Is that the term or the trifecta? I don't know what it is. Three. So there's three great places for steak tips, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Newbridge Cafe in Chelsea, Floramos, which was in Chelsea, now they're in Malden, and Wakefield, and Brody's. Brody's steak tips are so incredibly good. I don't know what they use for marinade. They will never tell anyone, but it's just so much like Newbridge. So you go there for steak tips. You also go there for burgers, too. Burgers are really good. Cheap drinks and nice people. It feels a little tough, a little rough around the edges, but hey, that's okay.
It's all right.
So
you want to eat or not?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you want take it or leave it.
That's right.
Then west of Boston, went to a place last weekend called Ziti's, and just the name Ziti's.
Is it Italian?
How'd you guess?
Just tell me.
Yeah, it's Jewish actually. Ziti's.
Just keep going.
Ziti's. You would think it sounds like a chain, or it sounds like just Ziti's, but it's kind of a silly name. But it's in Natick. It's kind of middle of nowhere. It's on Speen Street, but not the part of Speen Street by the Natick Mall and Shoppers World. It's in a residential area. It's attached to a golf instruction place, and there's a driving range next door. So it's kind of hidden away, and really quiet, kind of upscale, casual upscale, very nice inside. They do a proper New York style pizza. So they do a foldable pizza that you can't find too much in the way of New York pizza around here, but Ziti's, which is between Route 9 and Route 135, amazing. Amazing place. First time there, I'm definitely going back.
Oh, sounds great.
Finally, south of Boston. What do we want? Oh, Sullivan's. Sullivan's at Castle Island just opened a new location in Hanover, and I got to check it out maybe for an article.
Make sure you call Kruger if you go anywhere near Hanover.
Well, he's always saying, hey, you were 5 blocks from my house.
That's
I'm like,
correct.
I don't know where you live.
Well,
but no offense. I mean, but no, it's like I'm 5 blocks away from a lot of people's houses. It's like, sorry, but Yeah, one of these days we'll get to hang out with Mark. There's some place he likes down there, in Hanson, I think. I don't know. But we'll do that, definitely. And hey, Mark, how's it going, if you're listening? If you're not, I take it back. Sullivan's, it's in Hanover at Hanover Crossing, which is under construction. So you're driving like up. It's like a roller coaster ride, this bumpy road, and there's fences everywhere and like bricks and dirt. And you finally get to the like where they're putting in some stores now, and Sullivan's is there, and it's huge. It's like they have three rooms. They have a middle area where you do the counter service, like Sullivan's at Castle Island. They have a room to the left where you can sit, you can take your food and sit, and they have a bar to the right, a full bar. So you can get a couple hot dogs, Sully's hot dogs, and a shot of whiskey.
No kidding.
Yeah.